Charitamrita ki jaya, nitai go premanandi. All glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to some devotees, all glories to Shishi. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we're continuing Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita reading Madhya Lila chapter 18 entitled The Lord's Visit to Sri Vrindavan 38 to 45?
Yeah.
Text 38 to 45. Let's chant 38 responsibly. We can. It's a nice verse from Bhakti Samrita Sindhya. Responsibly. Vamas tamara sakasya.
Vamas tamara sakasya.
Vamas tamara sakasya. Puja danda sapatuba.
Puja danda sapatuba.
Puja danda sapatuba.
Puja danda sapatuba.
Krida kandu katam jena.
Krida kandu katam jena.
Krida kandu katam jena.
Krida kandu katam jena.
Ito gavardano giri.
Ito gavardano giri.
Nito Govardhanano Giri
Nito Govardhanano Giri
Vamastamara Sakshasya
Vamastamara Sakshasya
Pujatanda Sapatupa
Pujatanda Sapatupa
Vidakandu Katam Jena
Vidakandu Katam Jena
Nito Govardhanano Giri
Nito Govardhanano Giri Of Krishna who has eyes like lotus petals. Puja danda. Arm. Sa. Bat. Patu. Let it protect. Baha. All of you. Krida kandu katam.
Being like a toy.
Jena.
By which?
Nita.
Attained.
Govardhana. named Govardhan.
Named Govardhan.
Giddy.
Giddy.
The hill.
The hill.
Translation for Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, may the left arm of Sri Krishna, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower, always protect you. With his left arm, he raised Govardhan Hill as if it were a toy. Purport, this verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.62. I guess we'll read the other verses. Ematatindin gopale dila chaturta divase gopala samandira dila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Gopal deity for 3 days. On the 4th day, the deity returned to his own temple. 40. Gopal Sankirtaya Nitya Gita Kari Ananda Kalale Lokabaya Hari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked with the deity of Gopal and he chanted and danced. A large and jubilant crowd of people also chanted the transcendental name of Krishna. Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Gopal Mangire Gira Prabhu Ravi Kapale Prabhu Ravam Sapanam Sapakale Gopale. The deity Gopal then returned to his own temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the bottom of the hill. Thus, all the desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were satisfied by the deity Gopal. Emata Gopalera Karuna Sabha Jai Bhakta Jane Devi Hareha. This is the way of Lord Gopal's kind behavior to his devotees. Seeing this, the devotees were overwhelmed by ecstatic love. 43. Te kite utkantaha inasari urvane Kona chala gopala sutukare apane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very anxious to see Gopal, but he did not want to climb Govardhan Hill. Therefore, by some trick, the deity Gopal personally descended. Text 44. Kabu kunje rahe kabu rahe shramantare sevata kaha asi kare kahale. In this way, giving some excuse, Gopal sometimes remains in the bushes of the forest, and sometimes he stays in a village. One who is a devotee comes to see the deity. I don't know if that qualifies us. Parvate na chare dui rupa sanata e rupa kasavare yate darasam. The two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, did not climb the hill. To them also, Lord Gopal granted an interview. Mama jnana timarandasya jnanam jana salakaya chakshurinvitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manopishtam stapitam jena utale svayam rupa kadamayam tatati svapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prashtaya bhutale srimati bhaktivedanta swaminiti namane namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Dishitarni Panchakalpa Trudhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavata Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudev Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Amas tamara sakshasya puja danda sapatubha kira kandu katam jina mito kohabano kiri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, may the left arm of Lord of Sri Krishna, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower, always protect you. With his left arm, he raised Govardhan Hill as if it were a toy. This is found in the Nectar Devotion, as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu quoted. This is under the qualities of Lord Krishna. Guess which quality?
Strength.
Strength, yes, strength. is very strong. Oh, she said, I thought I heard. Oh, okay. Yeah, strength. This is Krishna's quality of strength. He's very, he can do so many things. Great planets are floating in the ocean, in the space of ocean of space, with mountains and oceans on them. So Krishna is strong enough to maintain them all. And this is simply with his left arm, his little pinky, he lifted over downhill 7 days and seven nights. And in this way, he protected his devotees. And this is one of Krishna's qualities. This is Krishna told to Arjuna, actually, in Bhagavad Gita, he very strongly emphasized that he didn't personally say it, but he told Arjuna to say it. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashati. That, Arjuna, you declare it boldly that my devotees never perish. So, this is a very nice topic, that how Krishna protects his devotees. Srila Prabhupada one time gave example about how the ladies in Germany, they went to the churches during the war and prayed to the Lord to bring back their husbands from the war. And many became atheists afterwards when their husbands didn't return. But Krishna is not like that. He's not, devotees understand Krishna in a different way. They don't try to make Krishna as their order carrier. We're trying to become servants of Krishna, not to ask Krishna, please do this, please do that. Or as sometimes they say, God give us our daily bread. This is not the business of a devotee who's, of course, they're also devotees, so as I said, praying to Krishna for any purpose. Arto jigyasir artarti jnani cha artarshabhadat. Anyone who comes to Krishna for any reasons, they're pious. But pure devotees, they have no such desires. They are described, Rupa Goswami, anyabhilashita shunyam. That they have no other desires than to satisfy the Supreme Lord. They're simply engaged how to satisfy Krishna. And in this way, Krishna also reciprocates with his devotees, just like the Brijvasis of Vrindavan. They were protected by Krishna from the reigns of Lord Indra, who was very upset that they had stopped his sacrifice. But Krishna is very easily protected. Many times, of course, Krishna protected the Brijvasis in the descriptions there of the 10th canto. He protected them for some of the other places. He protected them from the forest fire. He protected them from so many of the demons that came. In this way, Krishna is very kind, protects his devotees. And after this pastime of Govardhan Hill, lifting Govardhan Hill, King Indra also appreciated in this way how Krishna protected his devotees. He's very determined. He's determined, that is one of the other qualities. He quotes this similar verse like this, how Krishna protected the Brijvasis by lifting Govardhan Hill. So, protection, of course, as we said, comes in many different forms. How Krishna protects his devotees, this is also sometimes you can't appreciate sometimes how Krishna protects his devotees. Especially, you can look in the pages of the Mahabharata how the Pandavas and Queen Kunti were put through so many difficulties. So how can you say that Krishna protected his devotees in this case? This is sometimes it's maybe bewildering. Of course, Krishna did protect the Pandavas, and in many cases, Durvasa Muni was sent there by Duryodhan so that he would curse the Pandavas who came after they had all taken their meal, and he came with all of his disciples, and Krishna came and was satisfied with simply a small, tiny piece of morsel of food from the pot of Draupadi. And this way, he was satisfied. Yes, min tushte jagat tushtam, that everyone has became satisfied by that satisfaction of Krishna. And Durvasa Muni and his disciples, they ran away. This way they saved them from that curse. And in so many different ways, Krishna protects his devotees. And in the Bhagavad Gita, he not only he says that Kaunte Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashati, he also declares that much chitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishasi. Okay. That's better?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Sorry. So Krishna protects the devotees. Actually, Srila Prabhupada points out that he protects everyone. He protects also the demons by killing them. This is another type of form of protection that Krishna gives to the demons, just like if someone has some very aggressive disease, like that diseased tissue, the doctor, the expert doctor, cuts it out, amputation like that. So Krishna also protects the demons by killing them, and he gives them a liberation in this way. Unfortunately, people go to other places for protection. That is the unfortunate situation in the material world. The description is there in the second canto, how people take different objects for their protection. He says, Shukadeva Goswami, he says, Deha Patya Kala Tradishu Atma Sanyeshva Satsvapi. He said that the Sanyeshva is a soldiers. What kind of soldiers do you have? In the material world, you have your body, Deha, Apatya, the children, and Kalatra is the wife, Adishu. So many different. They make their big gates and their big houses. They have their different protection. They have their chokidars. And this way, so many forms of protection they have in the material world. Of course, their bank account is very important, that they'll protect them from that. And we have our masks for protection. We have so many, and of course, the vaccines are there. But these are all described, Srimad Bhagavatam, by Shukadeva Goswami, asatsvapi. These are all temporary measures and simply meant to protect the body. But first thing is that Krishna consciousness, without this understanding, it's all useless, unless we understand that we are different from the body. We have nothing, this material body is, we're material world, we falsely identify with this body, but this is the first thing in Krishna consciousness. We have to understand we're not the body, so we don't want to follow some type of leaders or we have in the material world. I was listening so many times, Srila Prabhupada, he quotes this incident with Professor Katovsky, and when he went to Moscow, he told that professor that, what is the difference between your philosophy and our philosophy? Your communism, you're following Lenin, and we follow Krishna. That is the only difference. You follow Lenin, and we follow Krishna. You have to follow someone. This is the point, that the material world, we're following someone who we think that will give us some kind of protection, give us some nice facility, nice happiness and sense gratification. But asatsvapi, they're all temporary. Tesham pramata nidhanam paschanapi na paschati. People don't see these things because of madness. They don't understand that what type of protection you can get from someone who is himself under the laws of material nature. Material nature is very difficult to overcome. What is that? Daivihiesha gunamayi mamamaya duratiya. No one can conquer the material modes of nature. You can find some very nice vaccine for this coronavirus, but still, death is assured. You can't avoid the cruel hands of death. No one can avoid the material world. But there is a difference for the devotees and for the non-devotees. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice, simple example of the cat. The cat's mouth picks up its kittens very nicely. They feel very comfortable when the mother cat picks them up. But the rat, when the cat, same cat with the same mouth picks up the rat, this is death, fear personified. So for the devotees, this death, which is so fearful for the materialistic persons, this is just like, a Vaishnava's diet to live, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas ever die. Vaishnavas die to live. They go on with their service to Krishna. I was trying to get one verse, paraphrases there, that Parikshit Maharaj prayed to the sages at Dharmasranya that may this snake bird bite me, and maybe I give up this world, give up this body. But my only request is that you continue going on chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord so that I may hear and fix my mind on Him. So this is the real protection that the devotees are anxious for from Krishna, that mat prasada tarishasi, that we can, by His mercy, cross over all sorts of, Srila Prabhupada says that neha brikrama nasho sti pratyavayam vidyate svapamapyatya dharmasya triate mahatobayat, that he says that the little bit of advancement can protect one, triate can deliver one from mahabayat, the greatest of fears. Greatest of fears in the human form of life is to lose this opportunity of the human form of life, to become degraded to some other form of life. So this is not, this is what we ask for Krishna protection, that we don't want to degrade ourselves in this human form of life. We try to take advantage, because it's so much important that this human form of life has been given to us, very important that to utilize it. As here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I was just reading here that one who is a devotee, say bhakta tahan asi dipaya tahan. We had opportunity to see Srinathji. They call now Gopal Dhiris and Nathwar. So I don't know if that qualifies us. One who is a devotee comes to see a deity. But this is I think it's very nicely described. First of all, of course, we understand the history of the Gopal deity, how we just read last time about the Lord visiting Govinda Kund in Vrindavan at Govardhan. At this place, Madhavendra Puri, when he was wandering about Govardhan, he was sitting there chanting the glories of the Lord, and this young cowherd boy came to him, and he asked him, well, what kind of fast you're performing? What kind of austerity or performing? You're sitting here without even asking anyone for any foodstuffs. But in my village, we don't allow anyone to go hungry. So he gave him a pot of milk. And he said, you keep this pot, I'll come back for it later. So later on, Madhavendrapuri was waiting and waiting for this cowherd boy to return, but he didn't return, and he took some, he fell into a little bit of yoga nidra like that, fell into sleep. And this Gopal, this cowherd boy, came to him in a dream. He was Gopal. He said that, I've been waiting for you to come and serve me. I've been hiding in these bushes, as described here, Kabukunje Rahe, Kaburahe Gramantari, that sometimes he was living in the bushes. And he said that, I've been waiting for you to come and serve me, to offer your service to me, but now will you please come and find me in these bushes over here. So that place, the Govardhan Hill, Govind Kund is there. They even show some place particularly where they say that Gopal deity was hiding. He was originally established by Krishna's great-grandson, Vajranab, who established all the different places of Lord Krishna's pastimes. But that was some 5,000 years before, 4,000 and a half, whatever. And the deity had been hiding. And so when Madhavendrapuri, he took the deity out, established him on top of the hill, Govardhan Hill, and they had wonderful Anukut ceremony. So later on, due to the fear of the Muslims later, when they became somewhat aggressive and started breaking temples and deities, this deity of Gopal, well, first of all, he was Madhavendrapuri, he turned over the service of his Gopal deity to his sons of Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya has a couple of times appears in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, how he was met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and had different discussions with him. So his sons were given the service of the Gopal deity. And due to fear of the Muslims, they took, just like some of the other deities of Vrindavan, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, they were taken to Rajasthan for protection because the kings of Rajasthan were great devotees and they protected the deities, some of these deities like this. So this Gopal deity was taken, eventually ended up at a place called, what was called now Nathwar. And we had the opportunity to see the studio like that. This is a nice book by our dear friend Judd Bharat, who passed away some years ago. It tells about the different temples, holy places of temples of India. So he gives some nice description here that Srinathji, the deity was renamed Srinathji and very popular. It says it's one of the most popular deities in India, especially of Krishna, one of the most popular deities of Krishna in India, comparable with Balaji in South India, Nathji in North India, Rajasthan. He's worshipped by particularly many Gujaratis, most of the Gujaratis and other people in North India. So it says that he's in... the same deity known as Gopal was worshipped by Madhavendrapuri in Vrindavan, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srinathji was brought to Nathwar by Rana Raj Singh of Mewar in the 17th century. The deity of Srinathji is said to be the second richest temple in India. I don't know. This was written like 25 years ago. I don't know. Perhaps it was at that time. Mr. Google, he said that some other other list is there like that. Of course, the Gujaratis are a very rich community, and the deity has great wealth. I remember when I went there, I was also near about 25 years ago. I remember that the prasadam, they have, just like in Jagannath Puri, they have many shops with Nathji's prasadam outside. And I kind of remember they told us that there was a well of ghee that the deity had. And many hundreds of acres of land and cows, one particular cow is coming down through the hereditary for the hundreds of years, this line of this cow is offered to Srinathji. Architecturally, the temple is simple, but the devotee's enthusiasm is amongst the greatest in India. Every day, Sri Gopal is offered large quantities of opulent foodstuffs cooked in ghee. The variety and quantity of food offered to the deity is beyond estimation, and it's all of the highest quality. The Mahaprasad is excellent, can be easily obtained in stalls outside the temple. The Lord wears a large diamond beneath his lips, which is said to be a gift from the Muslim Emperor Akbar. Many devotees who visit Nathdwar do service for the deity, such as carry wood, cut vegetables, sweep the temple, or make garlands. There is a story that Srinathji once tore his garment while rushing back to the temple to be on time for darshan. From that day on, it has been a custom to blow the conch and then wait several minutes before opening the altar doors. In that way, Srinathji may return leisurely to his temple from wherever he may be sporting. The temple of Srinathji and other places of worship for the followers of Vallabhacharya are like houses. They are made to be like the Vrindavan house of Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj. The temple, therefore, is also known as Nanda Bhavan and Nandalaya, the house of Nanda Maharaj. So here's a description of the deity himself. Srinathji is Lord Krishna in his pastime of lifting Govardhan Hill. The Lord's left hand is upraised. His right hand, closed in a fist, rests on his hip. It is said that the Lord waves his devotees toward him with his left hand and keeps the nectar of devotion in his right. His eyes glance downward affectionately at his devotees. Srinathji is a very special and beautiful deity. The servitors of Srinathji say that the deity is the original form of Sri Krishna known as Nikunta Nayak, the Lord of the Celestial Bower. Since this form of Lord Krishna includes all others, his devotees see him both as Sri Radhanath, the Lord of Radha, and as Child Krishna. The deity is therefore sometimes entertained with childish toys like spinning tops and silver animals, and sometimes offered a herding stick meant for a cowherd boy. The deity appears in a large black stone from which his form emerges in bas relief. The stone around the deity bears several marks: two cows, a snake, a lion, two peacocks, a parrot by the Lord's head, two sages sitting on his right side and a third on his left, and then below the sages is another snake. Around the Lord's neck is a flower garland resembling a black snake. So, here we are. Okay. So, any questions or comments? This is following the Lord, Rupa and Sanatan, they also didn't climb over down here. Still, the Lord granted them an interview. So this is the... Yes, I've got some questions. All right.
Thank you, Pandari Prabhu. So is that Gopal still in Nathdwar, or where is that?
Oh, yes, this Gopal deity is still in Nathdwar. It's interesting because There's a tape where Srila Prabhupada, I was reading the transcript on folio. He was talking, Srila Prabhupada was talking with Chuttananda. I tried to call him last night and talk to him. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj were there. And they were talking about the deity. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that this deity was, they had some court case in Delhi. Srila Prabhupada says 10, 15 years before. So that was sometime in like in the 70s, early 70s, mid first half of the 70s. He said 10, 15 years before that this deity was established in the courts as a Gaudiya Vaishnava deity. So still they're worshiping there in Nathdwar. I mean, I don't think it's going to change. But apparently this, yeah, the deity is still there and very wonderfully worshipped. They have a website I looked at a little bit. They don't actually the descriptions of the deity and how he served. Many of the descriptions are in Hindi, even though I pressed they have different languages. They press the English, but I started reading, but just that a little bit hard. And they give the who's in charge, who's the board of the temple board. They give their names in English and then English names and everything. This is a deity that is, as you mentioned, Balabhacharya. He's coming in the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and they call it the Pushti Marg. They treat Krishna. We read something about how he's not enough, but mostly they worship Krishna as a little child, and they try to worship in that mood of being taking care of Krishna very nicely. Yes.
Well, you mentioned the deity was established as a Gaudiya.
In the courts. This Srila Prabhupada says. You can find it in the folio. Is there?
Okay. But Gaudiya is that they believe those.
Because Madhavendra Puri established first the deity at Govardhan Hill.
But they don't accept Lord Chaitanya as the supreme personality. I mean, they believe Balabhacharya as Mahaprabhu.
Yes, but that doesn't mean because he was established in court that they're being worshipped by the Gaudiyas. Yes. He's not being worshipped by the Gaudiyas. He's being worshipped by the Balabhacharya Sampradaya. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that the court case was there.
And that's how it was.
So they sometimes just like. They may not, court cases in India, how they're following, they may not, that doesn't mean they're going to take the deity and take him to Mayapur or Bengal.
So you mentioned about Radhanath. So the Balabhacharya Sampradaya, I always wonder, do they accept position of Srimati Radharani in what way? Or
generally not. I don't know. I just was reading from Judd's book. They generally they're called Pushti Martyrs. They follow the Pushti is the maintaining the Lord like a child. Sukhada said.
So some years ago, there was an article in the New Yorker. It was quite long. I don't know if you knew of it. Pushkar would know a lot more than myself. But a temple in South India, and just how much wealth there was.
Oh yes.
Do you remember the article?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Anyway, it was troubling in the sense that
I think it was Guruvayur Temple, maybe.
Maybe.
Or there's also there's. because I was looking, I was, like I mentioned that I was looking to see which is the richest temples of India. Now they have lists on Google like that. If you find, you'll find that this, I think Padmanabhaswamy is there and Tirupati is there. And then they have some Devi temples are there, Vaishnav Devi, and Shirdi Sai.
What I found troubling is that, you know, there was a group of social work kind of people who felt that this wasn't good. You know, that there was so much. Even though there's so many poor people, that there was so much wealth and that it should be taken and distributed amongst the people.
Yes.
And so much misunderstanding, not really understanding that all the pleasure that's, you know, when you give pleasure to the Lord, that the people receive pleasure. It was troubling in the sense that you could just see as Kali Yuga progresses that something like that could actually happen.
Yeah. May happen.
They would plunder the world.
Well, deity's treasury has been plundered in the past. In many cases, Muslims have plundered so many temples in India. They plundered the riches. And I think the British also were guilty. There was an article just yesterday, I think I found it in Dandavats, that about how some deities were just recently found from that had been stolen from the temples. And this reminds me also, that reminded me also how there's another deity in the form of Krishna holding up Govardhan Hill, Haridev, who we had opportunity also to see. He's near Kanpur, a little bit south of Kanpur now. It was taken out of Braj when the Muslims were harassing also. And he's still there in south of Kanpur. Nearby, very short distance, maybe 5-10 kilometers away from Haridev, there was another place, a temple, or maybe it's even in the same town, of Adi Keshava, the original deity that was established by Vrindavan that presided over Mathura, that is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, how Lord Chaitanya came before Adi Keshava and chanted and danced, and all the people were came Kolahala, they became astounded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing in ecstasy before Adi Keshava. So that deity, the last time we went, when we saw Haridev, they said that the deity of Adi Keshava had been stolen from the temple. And now they have a replacement deity. I had some memory. I don't, now it's, of course, it's gone. That was 30 years ago or something, 35. And I think I have a memory of that memory that we had been there before and had seen Adi Keshav. But first time I think we went to only see Adi Keshav and we didn't see Haridev. And the second time we saw Haridev and they told us that Adi Keshav had been stolen. But so this way, the temples have been plundered in the past. Their riches have been, we can't say, material world, everyone is trying to steal the property of the Lord and claim it as their own. This is what goes on in the material world. Ishwara hamaham bhogi siddham palam. Varuna has a Shyam.
Can you tell me the name of
the
book?
No, that's a different deity. Adi Keshav, I think, I'm not sure. I believe he was in a Vishnu form, but I'm not quite sure. Huh?
I forget that.
Adi Keshav.
Yeah, we have gone there.
Oh, that's a different, not adication.
That's not the same adication.
Ranganath or I think there is maybe an adication in South India also.
There
but
is, yeah.
But the deity I'm referring to is the Vajranab installed as the presiding deity of Mathura, that's I think what's called the Western Petal of Braj or something. He installed Keshav Dev, the four Dev deities were there. Hari Dev, Keshav Dev, Govinda Dev, and Baladev. Four different directions they have presided over.
I have a question.
All right.
So Krishna protects his devotees. What about devotees really protecting?
Yeah, you yourself made a very nice comment. I was just thinking about that also on the way here
the
to class, that the protection that Krishna gives to his devotees is that he gives them the devotees' association. Yes, that's a very nice comment you made, that this is actually paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chajuskritam, that Krishna gives us. And how does Krishna protect his devotees? Paritranaya sadunam, that he gives them as his association also, because Krishna's, the devotees are always protected by Krishna in any respect, but Krishna comes to mitigate their feelings of separation by appearing personally for the devotees in some cases, or else he sends his own devotees or representatives. Shamananda, over here. Varuna Prabhu. Been waiting. Sorry.
I was going to ask you something, but since time has, you know, elapsed, I just remember something. The first time I saw you was, I think it was 1984 in Vrindavan. And so at that time, like, they would give the English class at the main temple, and then they would either do Hindi or Bengali class at the Samadhi, Prabhupada Samadhi. So when I went there, I said, oh, let me hear the Hindi class. So there was like five or six devotees, and you gave class in Hindi. So it was very nice, you know. And I was very impressed. So, oh, this white boy is giving a Hindi class, you know. So I had just joined about a year ago, so I was very impressed. And
sometimes you try to speak something Hindi.
Yeah. And you still don't disappoint me. I'm very impressed with how you spoke to me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. There's also some other, sometimes Krishna's protection comes in other forms. I have the note here. I just wanted to mention some other form of protection that Krishna gives to his devotees. Sometimes this demon is there, the Vritrasura. He's actually Chitraketu Maharaj, took the form of a demon. And superficially, he wasn't protected by he was fighting with King Indra, and King Indra ultimately killed him. So in this way, Krishna protected him by giving him very nice opportunity to come back home, back to Godhead, as well as Bhishma Dev. Krishna took up weapons even though he had vowed not to, and he attacked Bhishma Dev, although he was stopped in his efforts. Do you have something?
Yes. Thank you for a very nice class. My question is, you said, and that's true, that in the past there were several temples in India were plundered and treasury was looted and temples were broken. Obviously, devotees were not in a powerful situation back then, and that's how it could happen. So my question is, and it's a little controversial, you could call it, if devotees become powerful, should they take their position back? What's your thought?
if the devotees become powerful, should they take the possessions back? Well, yes, ultimately, but that, yes, that's everything. There is actually, I think one of the Alwars is there in South India, who took up the activities of, what do they call it? Thief, dacoit. Dacoit is the word I was thinking of. That he was trying to build some nice temple for the Lord, and no one would contribute. So he got together some other personalities. Oh, he got together some very, very interesting group of personalities. They had some powers. One could walk on water. One could, anybody else you can remember what they had? One could walk on water, and this way they took some merchants out on a boat, and they sank the boat and took the riches back. A guy walked across the water with the riches. And this way they had some other followers that had different powers, and they used this, by dacoitry, they collected money to build a nice temple for the Lord. And this is one of the Alwars, who was Alwar generally was the incarnation of one of Krishna's paraphernalia or associates like that. So yes, that can go on, but Srila Prabhupada said that if that power is there, we can get people to, if they have to worship the Lord, that's their duty. That's the duty of devotees. Pratrayanaya sadhanam vinashaya tadushkritam. The devotees have to take up the business of their master, which includes pratrayanaya sadhanam, which includes vinashaya tadushkritam. So, if that, but we have to be very, has to be done only under the personal direction of the Lord or his representative. They have to be very qualified.
What's Prabhupada's thought on this? What was Srila Prabhupada thinking in this direction, taking? What was Prabhupada's thinking or his philosophy when it comes to taking possession back, you know, something like
that. Yeah, that is there, that everything belongs to the Lord and it should be utilized for him. Ishavasham, this is the Ishapanishad, gives nice direction. Ishavasham yadam sarvam yat kinchad jagatyam jagat tena chaktena bunjita magrida kasta suddhana. One shouldn't take anything that doesn't belong to others. One is, we can say everything belongs to the Lord, but we have to understand how that applies. Srila Prabhupada particularly was very disturbed, I think, about the immigration for people barking like dogs, he said. I heard sometimes like that. People come. Srila Prabhupada is traveling all over the world, and why are you doing, what are you doing, where are you going, what are you going to do? So he says, barking like dogs, that this place belongs to the Supreme Lord, his master, and why are you, everything has to be done with under the direction of Krishna's representative. That has to be done. Srila Prabhupada didn't test. We weren't in a position to take back anything at that time. And Srila Prabhupada said that we're not interested in any type of political power either. Political power, we had a big talk about political power nowadays. There's also one verse I wanted to just throw out. I was thinking about that, what is political power? He said we should be advisors as far as political power, we're not interested in anyone who is not a devotee of Krishna. Svavidvarahoshtakarai samstuta purusha pasu nayat karna patopita jatuna amagadagaja. That Srimad Bhagavatam's second canto says that men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses praise those other men who never listen to the glories, who never chant or listen to the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're not, anyway, that is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. I also heard Srila Prabhupada said he never voted.
What?
He never voted. I mean, that's Srila Prabhupada. That doesn't mean you shouldn't. I'm not saying that. Srila Prabhupada said, I never voted. He said, and I was listening, I think it was just yesterday, tape, morning walk, he said that they sent car to for me when I was young and a householder. They sent car for me. They said, come, let's vote. Somehow he always avoided, he said. That doesn't mean I'm not putting forward anything what you should do. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.